Earl, welcome to the PCOB Community Engagement Subcommittee. I would like to call this meeting to order. Welcome to, like I said, welcome to the PCOB Community Engagement Subcommittee. If you lose connection at any point during this meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members and city staffs, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you are speaking. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you've entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You'll remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed in today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. All right. And now I would like to call for a roll call for attendance. And I know it just got messy with the changing of everything, and I don't have the list in front of me, Chioma. So I don't know people's last names offhand.
I have the list. I can call it out if you want.
If you don't mind calling it out, that would be great.
Okay. Devon Snyder.
Present.
Rodney Saunders Jr.
Present.
Michelle Miller.
Present.
Vanessa Statham. Okay, and we said Stephanie is no longer on this subcommittee, right? So that's it. We have two people, so we have four.
Sounds good. All right, now that we have quorum, we are going into public comment. I know we have one registered speaker. Trying to pull that up
We have one person registered to speak, but they are currently not in the meeting. So if they join at some point, I'll let you know.
Sounds good. All right, moving on to the next item of our agenda. It's the approval of minutes from 2023 and 2024. Do we have anyone that would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the past year's meetings?
This is Rodney. I move that we approve the last year of minutes from the Community Engagement Subcommittee meeting.
And Michelle, I see your hand for a second.
Yep.
All right. And then, seeing that there's no objections, we'll approve the past PCOB Engagement Community Subcommittee commitment. God, I just rumbled at my bad minutes for 2023 and 2024. And I do see that Vanessa was able to join. So just wanted to call that out. And then the next thing we had on our item for today was just to talk about the guess the nature of this committee and events in 2025. So I just wanted to have this initial meeting. I know it's July. We try to have a meeting in April. And so I know we don't have that many months left of the 2025 year. So I just kind of wanted to have a discussion on how this committee feels about how many engagement or how many events we would like to do for the remainder of the year, being that we have limited time. So I kind of wanted to talk about that. And I feel based off of that discussion, it could kind of warrant, how frequently we plan on meeting, depending on, how many events we are trying to plan. So with that being said, I guess we could have an open floor if anyone has any comments or suggestions. Or if anyone's been on this committee before and know how long like it normally takes to plan and execute, that I think that would be kind of good advice so that can help us gauge what we want to decide as a group to kind of go forward for the rest of the 2025 year. I saw your hand first, Robin.
I'll defer to Rodney.
Rodney.
I was going to pass it back to Rob, and I was going to say I've been on the subcommittee for a while. I've thrown out names into the hat as far as community organizations we should consider reaching out to. However, I wouldn't really be able to give good insight on how long it really takes to hear back from them. So short version is I don't know if I'm really equipped to answer your question, honestly, which is why I was going to pass it back to Robin.
All right, Robin.
Okay, well, because Rodney has passed it back to me, I just wanted to add that I think that there is a citywide event that's coming up in August. I know that we were preparing some tabling materials for that earlier in the year. I don't have any specific details on that off the top of my head. I'm Chioma. I think you would put it on the calendar. Do you remember any of the details of it aside from just the date?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking. I don't know about the citywide events, no.
Okay, sorry. Maybe I'm just misremembering something. But it was like I feel like it was like a tabling event. But as far as like community-based events, I just want to let you know that as far as like funding and any kind of like coordinating of this, we don't have very much money, but we do have some that we can utilize for like these kinds of events. But I really strongly suggest that like we do these as like joint efforts with like some of the community-based organizations that led the board, just to make sure that we can like lean then on like outside agencies for increased outreach.
Thank you. That makes sense with the budget being in mind. So I guess with that being said, do we know any of the committee, like any of the communities that we engage with that are going to be having any events like in the future that we can, now that we have like enough time to plan ahead, that we could partner with? I see Greg or Vanessa, sorry. I think I saw you. I don't know whose hand was first, Vanessa or Greg, so.
Vanessa can go first.
I just wanted to know, like, is there a number of these events that usually takes place? And then also, when you're talking about funding, like, what is that for? Like, what does that cover, I guess?
So basically, as far as like the funding amount that we have, it would be coming out of our program services line item, which is around like 12,000 for the year. We are utilizing that for other services in the office itself. But as far as like I expect that we would be able to like easily put aside like a couple thousand, if only to pay for like food, printing materials, that kind of thing at these events. But again, I just want to like to stress that like it's not an unlimited amount. So as far as like the number of these ones where we would like be able to provide catering, it would need to be a pretty selective few.
Is it that when we partner with the organizations that have appointed us, that they would cover any of those costs, or is the cost all on us?
So that's the that's why I was like suggesting that like we partner with these organizations, is just to kind of make up that budgetary shortfall.
Okay. Well, I recommend two.
All right, Greg.
Just a couple semi-random comments. One is that, it seems to me that the community listening sessions are actually most successful when hosted by a community organization. So we should, work to encourage that. Another slightly related comment is that I've heard that Moses is interested in engaging with the PCOB. So that potentially would be, a community organization that we could reach out to that might be interested in hosting something. And I also know that the CRT, well, there are probably at least one, maybe two more reports that will come out this year. And the CRT hosted a public event for a presentation of the OIM annual report. And that actually went pretty well. And the CRT tentatively is planning that if there are additional reports that come out, that they can host or will host public events for presentation of those reports.
Well, I appreciate that, Greg. I guess with that being said, and knowing that the CRT is planning that, like, would anyone be opposed to me reaching out to Amelia and seeing if that's something that we could partner on with the CRT and kind of get more details and see what that is, and then obviously have another meeting to discuss that.
I think that would be quite good.
All right, I will take that as an action item and I'll reach out to Amelia. And then I guess while we have time, and I know everyone's time is precious, like, how frequently do you guys feel like you guys want to meet so we could kind of get that on the calendar? Because I just want to make sure, we're utilizing everyone's time. And then once we do get this in the books, we can actually start, discussing and actually planning. So I feel like right now we kind of can't do anything until we kind of get details and stuff. But at least while we're in this meeting, maybe discussing how frequent people might want to meet. Would you say, since I don't see anyone saying anything, would you say would once a month be fine, or is that too much?
Devin, Gioma and Michelle both have their hands up.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that. My bad.
But and I think Chiama was first.
Gioma?
Yeah, so I Robin, this is back to your point. Sorry to take us back a little bit. When you were talking about, I don't know if this is the same thing that you had in mind, but I remember I was having a discussion about talking about community events, about the OIM or the PCOB hosting sort of resource fair with all the organizations that nominates members to the board. So basically having all of them come to one location, tabling. We will be tabling as well, but just sort of a resource fair and have them bring all their people and announce to everybody to just come and we kind of make an event out of it. I don't know if this is what you were trying to talk about.
Yeah, no, that sounds familiar. I just couldn't recall if that was something that we were going to be putting together or if that was something that the city was doing that we were piggybacking on.
No, what we spoke about was us putting it together, but like inviting all the other organizations plus some extras who we know are involved, but not necessarily nominating members to the board, people like Central and all the rest. So yeah. So that's something the community subcommittee can think about doing.
Thank you, Chama.
I mean, I would like to partner with the CRT, but I just like actually what Chioma presented. I feel like that would be most beneficial because we would be networking with the people that nominate people for our board, as well as helping get the word out to the community about what we do. So I think I would like to prioritize that if that's possible, if everyone else agrees.
Michelle still has her
Michelle.
hand.
Okay, so I was going to, I'll start with the frequency of meetings. I feel like I have the capacity, like if we include the actual events, I think I have the capacity for like eight things, so like four meetings, four events, or maybe like a monthly meeting and maybe three events is more realistic. So we have like August to plan something. And we can like prioritize planning that like resource fair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michelle, for giving your input about the frequency. Was there anything else that anyone wanted to talk about regarding, the nature of the subcommittee or the events for the remainder of 2025?
Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Well, I'm wondering if like we can re remind ourselves of like what the there were like those three priorities that we were identifying as like a full board, and then it was all going to go into like a flow chart, and our this subcommittee had like a role in that. I don't know if Chioma or Robin has like a copy of that flow chart, because I remember part of it was to incorporate those priorities into all of the subcommittees.
Sorry, are you talking about the one that ABBA had put together?
Yeah, and then it was presented at the last full board meeting.
Yeah, I'll do some digging. I'll look for it.
That I don't know if we want to like dig into that tonight necessarily, but I think that'd be helpful too, and like as we plan the events.
No, I think, yeah, that's a good call out because, like, we discussed that kind of each subcommittee, we're doing the common goal and we each enforce it. So I think it's important that we're all on the, like, doing the common goal. So if we can figure out what, because I can't remember what that actual thing was. And I was trying to see if my email, if we had, if they sent it. I'm not seeing it in my email from first glance.
Yeah, I don't recall receiving a copy of it yet.
I don't appear to have it in my inbox either, so I'm going to email ABBA and I'll forward that over to the board when I get it.
Sounds good. Thank you, Robin. And thank you, Michelle, for bringing that up. All right. Well, if there is n nothing else that anyone wants to bring up, then if someone wants to call this meeting to an end, the floor is all yours. Robin?
I just wanted to clarify if, like, for the items as far as the frequency of the meetings and the resource fair is like our next event, just so that like the OIM knows what to target next. Should we plan on the resource fair then in originally we had planned for this to be in August, I guess, but I think that that might be a little bit too fast for us to get coordinated across all the different orgs. Do we want to plan for like maybe a soft target of September?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I think August would be too soon, especially since we're like halfway through July almost.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And to clarify, this resource fair would be who would have the tables and who would be the people visiting?
I think that the idea would be like the community-based organizations, like such as those that like nominate members to the board. Basically, like as a way for the community to come, learn about the office, learn about the board, and learn about like the organizations that are behind both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, like, realistically, if we need buy-in from all of those organizations, it's gonna be like November, December. I don't know. Like,
Yeah,
that's a
that's
lot.
probably fair. Well, we'll get started on reaching out to them, and then like maybe at the next community engagement subcommittee, I can Chioma and I can like bring an update as like what we've heard back from them.
Okay.
But like right now, I'll tell them that like we're planning for like Q4. Does that sound like a happy medium? So like October to December. Okay.
And then, like, perhaps something like while that's being organized, like maybe we could do an event in September or October, that like is addressing the those like top three priorities we wanted to focus on.
Because Robin, for that resource fair, that budget really wouldn't be coming from us since we're going with all the other organizations.
So I mean, like we've already paid for the stuff that we would need for that fair because we've already got
Okay.
our tabling materials, and that was basically like everything we would be bringing. We actually like kind of got a bit of a practice of doing that at the there was an event earlier this year where there was a like a community exploration of like the budget specifically relating to police and fire. So we were there tabling as well, and I think that we've got good amount of materials to hand out, but we can always like put together more.
That's good. I was just making sure that it wouldn't interfere with trying to do a event in September like Michelle suggested. So it makes me happy knowing that we already have the budget covered for the fair, so the resource fair.
As far as the location and the venue, we haven't like obviously we haven't picked out that yet. So, like th again, this is gonna be something like I can talk to the community-based organizations, and they might be able to provide some input.
Sounds good. And then, Greg, do you know if the CRT would be putting out any reports before September?
It's all contingent on when OIM puts out its reports. So,
Okay.
after its reports come out, then the CRT can host an event to present, the results of the report, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense. All right. Thanks, Greg. All right. Chioma.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as a subcommittee, I think it would be helpful to you guys if you speak to other members of the board. I think it's important for board members to remember that apart from being board members, they are also supposed to be acting as liaisons between the PCOB and the OIM. On one end, and the organizations that nominated them on the other end. So, if, for example, we've been trying to have community listening sessions, we can reach out to those organizations, and it's part of what we did when everybody came on board, talking to them, asking them if they would be interested, and most of them said that they would. But it's not like it's your job entirely, but the board member who has been nominated by an organization also has the responsibility of like going back to that organization and speaking to them and letting them know what the PCOB is doing. So telling them the PCOB slash OIM is trying to have community listening sessions, we should host one. We should be part of that. We should have one and kind of like helping to coordinate communications. I would normally be the person reaching out to these organizations and trying to get them to come on board, but it's always helpful and more effective if the board member who is coming from that organization is able to, have these conversations without me even being there. Just like have the conversations on your own and then now invite me or invite the office to plan the details. And this is not just for the resource fair that we are planning, but also for regular community listening sessions. These organizations should be, where they can, inviting us to speak to the people that they actually serve and the communities that they service. And it's kind of like on the board member to push for that as much as possible. So as a subcommittee, it would be nice if you could send a memo. I mean, to still go through me, just that I would say it's coming from your subcommittee, or you could report to the full board, like telling them to please get their organizations on board for community listening sessions, for the planned resource fair, and stuff like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chioma. No, I think that's something we can do because that will help us and the subcommittee with making our, events and stuff. And also, I think it'll make it better for us as a board if we just have that better engagement, especially from the outside communities that are supporting us. So I think we can make that an effort, joint effort to kind of get the board on board and whoever's nominated by a certain organization to kind of help with that responsibility for reaching out when we do want engagement events or, things. I don't think that's something a hard ass to ask for. All right. And I see that the person we had registered for public comment never showed up. And I have nothing else. So if anyone wants to make a motion to adjourn the meeting, the floor is yours. Michelle?
I move to adjourn.
I think I saw Rodney. I guess you put your hand down. I think of Vanessa.
I second.
All right. Seeing that there's no complaints about that, y'all have a great weekend. Stay safe with the weather.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.